5G is here. Well, it's almost here. Well, okay, it'll be here any day now. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. If you ask the major U.S. telecom companies, they'll tell you the next generation of mobile wireless technology, 5G, has arrived. But things are a little messy right now. Carriers still might mean totally different things when they say 5G. There aren't any 5G phones that operate on actual 5G mobile networks. And even when there are, how much is this service going to cost? The big carriers are plowing ahead because they will make a ton of money with business opportunities far beyond just our talk, text, and data plans. Nikki Palmer is Chief Network Officer at Verizon. I spoke with her at the CES conference last week in Las Vegas. She says the 5G infrastructure may feel far away, but the groundwork is already there.
Wireless networks are really only wireless from that cell tower or that small cell on the corner in your city to your device. The back end is really fiber-based. So the fiber infrastructure, we've been building that for the last number of years. We have small cells, for example, in all of the top cities around the country in a pretty significant amount. That infrastructure, while not completely sufficient for 5G, lays the foundation for 5G and is completely reusable for 5G.
Still, when most people conceptualize 5G, they're thinking phone, because that's the context where we have heard it the most. But can you help kind of lay out those other use cases?
So initially, you'll be able to say, wow, look how fast this is. And maybe you'll run a speed test on your phone and show your friend, and that'll be cool. But if that's all it is, you know, we're missing the promise. It's not just about gaming and entertainment and movies, but it's about healthcare. It's about environmental impacts. It's about cities using data that they can gather to, you know, reduce carbon emissions in a different way. So when you combine the power of this 5G technology with a bunch of other technologies that are also evolving at the same time that you've heard of, things like artificial intelligence and machine learning, things like augmented and virtual reality and edge computing, you put all of that together, and now you've got capability that can absolutely transform healthcare, it can transform retail, it can transform education.
What is it going to mean for our access to data? You know, we know that U.S. consumers pay the most for, in some cases, the least amount of mobile data. And I wonder how that equation might change with 5G.
Well, I think it's a little early to tell, to be honest. We haven't announced pricing plans, but there's some fundamentals that I think are true. Right now, unlimited plans are more the norm than megabyte-based plans. So giving consumers, you know, worry-free access to data, we think, continues to be important. That's what customers want.
Nikki Palmer is Chief Network Officer at Verizon. Now, some estimates say the total investment in 5G could be as much as $200 billion a year. And consumers are going to foot some of that bill. It's a good bet that on top of the new phone you'll need, 5G plans are going to cost you a lot more. And now for some related links. There's a good rundown by Roger Chang at CNET about the total mess that is 5G right now. You'll find that link on our website, marketplacetech.org. The piece notes that AT&T did not make things easier for people at CES last week. It is now calling its 4G LTE network 5GE. The E stands for evolution, like it's evolving toward 5G. You might have missed this in all the other news last week, but AT&T even changed the little icon on its phones, where it used to say 4G, to now say 5GE. So if you see that and you think you have 5G, you don't. If you did, you would know, because like I said earlier, you'd probably be paying a whole lot more. The rest of the mobile industry has quite rightly roasted AT&T for trying to win the marketing wars instead of the technology wars. Coming up later this week in tech news, Netflix announces earnings on Thursday. A British company released software at CES last week that will use AI to track down password sharing on sites like Netflix or HBO Go. Research from Parks Associates says by 2021, pay TV services will lose almost $10 billion to password sharing, and streaming services like Netflix or Hulu could lose over $1 billion. I wonder if it will come up on the earnings call. Now, this is not a defense of password sharing, but I would caution you about these numbers because they assume that everyone who's using a shared password would pay if they didn't use someone else's account as opposed to just going without. Nevertheless, the crackdown is probably upon us, or upon you rather, since it's mostly millennials doing the sharing apparently, and I am just barely outside the age range. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.